Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
Back to old school with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Well, we're back. Jay Foreman, DP, and Ellie, old school crew, coming at you live, 1040 O Street. The first hour, we are covering a little bit of the drama in college football sports. Obviously, we had the Arkansas Pine Bluff former player walk-on giving away practice tape and tips to Jackson State. Now we move on to something actually that I obviously didn't realize, but soon as I started to think about it, it's actually been more prevalent recently. Now, if you haven't heard, former Temple basketball player Hasir Miller is under federal investigation about alleged point shaving. So essentially, somebody would probably potentially came to him, say, "Hey, man, I need you guys to lose by 5 points." And therefore, he probably, has to not play well. He was first contacted about it last year. He then immediately transferred to Virginia Tech, then was dismissed from the team on October 23rd. So very recently, because of the federal investigation and NCAA inquiry into the Temple games, essentially Virginia Tech came out and said he would never play here. His attorney says this: Hasir Miller has overcome more adversity in the 22 years than most people face in their lifetime who would meet and overcome all obstacles that lay ahead. I hope this young man wasn't coerced into doing something that he will regret for the rest of his life, and he is just essentially the sacrificial lamb to everybody else's gain. The first thing was tipped off, kind of like the thing with the Alabama baseball coach, was on a sleepy game, March 7th regular season game between Temple and UAB. The point spread moved notably in the morning of the game, going from UAB -2 to -8 by early afternoon, set off the alarms, and then obviously everybody was made aware of it. UAB ended up winning the game 100-72. Miller did his part. He was a pretty good player. He only scored 8 points. He shot 3-9 from shooting and committed 3 turnovers, which is not obviously what he is used to playing or doing. There's also a thing, DP, when you just think about it, you have Michael Porter Jr.'s brother. Essentially, he has a lifetime ban in the NBA betting on games, and he was with the Toronto Raptors. You have O'Shaughnessy's interpreter slash It was his interpreter for sure.
Yeah.
And he was kind of a business guy, and he was taking money from Otani, and he was not very good. You just think about even the guy at Jacksonville who was kind of like in their financial management. He was in their management department. And so as money was coming in from a game, he's like, "Oh, I need about $100,000 to put some bets down." And he was horrible. Yeah, he lost he lost 61% of his bets. Big, small, or large. He was horrible. Here's is also, oddly enough, since we talked about golf, the Corn Ferry Tour, which is right below the PGA Tour, suspended two of their players for sports betting. There's a baseball player last year, DP. The Jaguars employee was a male, Amit Patel, 6.5 years in prison, and he goes into knowing that he is the worst bettor of all time, lost $20 million.
He was paid well and given access.
He was paid very well.
And yeah, it wasn't enough.
And then you have Tucapita Marcano from the Padres has a lifetime ban for betting on baseball, i.e. like Pete Rose. Mm-hmm. It goes on and on and on. And even in swim, Notre Dame suspends men's swim team at least one year for betting. Listen, doesn't matter. I think up in Iowa it was wrestling. Wrestlers were betting, right? Was it something like
was
that?
No, there was sports betting in football.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply.
How do you feel when you switch to GEICO and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with GEICO feels just like that. Get more with GEICO.
Football. Yeah, there was football players, but I think they got Iowa State wrestlers. It was like a whole bunch of
Iowa athletes, and Iowa right? State had a run of some really bad stuff that was going on. And here's the thing. It was and picking somebody who actually has an impact on the game that they're going to play in.
Yeah.
We talk about Miller. He led them in most stats.
Yep.
And so he
NBA
had,
potential, too. That's just crazy.
You know, you just go, wow, bro, like, doing what do you do and there's no logic to it. I mean, for some, and I will never devalue anybody's friction with gambling, because I'm a member of the club that says I just don't need the vice, I don't need the distraction. There are too many times when I was close to the game and knew
something
that was going on that I you know, people would ask and I'm like, nope, we're not doing that. You know,
let me ask you guys this. Is it worse if you're just betting, like casual betting? Say you play said sport, but you're like, you know what? I like betting on soccer. And say you're a volleyball player and it doesn't have anything directly to do with you. Or is it that you, like Pete Rose, he bet on his team to win. So he bet on his sport and his team to win. He never bet on his team to lose. Which one do you think is worse?
I think it's fine if you're betting on your team to win. Like, I don't think there's anything.
Well,
wrong
but that so the way baseball, the Players Association worked from it was that your need, whatever human trait that led you to take the risk, is the thing that turns against you and becomes a problem. So they don't have a problem with you drinking. It's why you're drinking. Because that thing, if things are going well, not a problem. But it always turns the other way, and then it becomes the problem. And they try to tell people. Same thing with dating. They will tell you, listen, your dating choices coming into the NBA means that you're choosing who's going to partner with the NBA. Well, the logo and the shield, they will tell you, the NFL will tell you, listen, you're entitled to go and make bad decisions when it comes to your dating life. But when you make a choice and we make you a business partner, like we're paying you to represent us, whoever you choose in your life becomes a business partner of ours. And so you have to make these choices. And we say, listen, whatever your vice is, and put it in air quotes, that thing, for whatever positive gain you have, will turn negative on you. So control your vice. Control whatever that thing is. And it happens. Listen, we can go through. We go back to you know, the White Sox scandal.
What was the Black? Wasn't the Black Sox or whatever?
Well, it's Chicago White Sox, but the Chicago Black Sox.
Yeah.
That if you remember that, and in football, that the transition from college football and pro football becoming the NFL. Well, the big issue was, who was playing football at the time and all the families that were willing to control. If you weren't making money, today's money in the NFL, and somebody came along and offered you a season's worth of salary for one action in one game.
Yeah, drop a punt or something.
Right,
yeah.
It became a thing. So the NFL, that's literally why NFL, the law division had to be formed. That's literally why the NBA Players Association and NFL Players Association had to be formed. Because you had to protect, Jay will tell you, protect the shield over everything. Because everybody wants a piece of the NFL. Everybody wants a piece of the money. Everybody wants a piece of the fame. They want power in it. And the easiest way to control an NFL player or a pro athlete or a college athlete is money.
Yeah.
Always has been, always will be. And so they have to control how decisions are made and who makes them.
Yeah, and that's why you see adjustments now. I mean, you got to think of just a few years ago, the NFL didn't let Aaron Rodgers go be paid to do a guest appearance at a fantasy football draft in Vegas.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I think it was pretty good chunk of change, obviously. And then like the next year, within 15 months, they partnered with DraftKings, which then still couldn't bet. Now, as we saw with Jameson Williams and guys in the NFL, Jameson Williams, who's a really good receiver from the Detroit Lions, where essentially I still don't understand it because you had a rash of NFL guys that got suspended. It was the defensive tackle from the Tennessee Titans. It was the defensive end / outside linebacker from the Broncos. It was the tight end from the Broncos. Then Jameson Williams. So they have it now where you can bet, I think, in certain places in the stadium or arenas. Mm-hmm. And I always think, like, well, what if the Wi-Fi goes down? And you think your bet goes through and you walk out and it comes on out there on the street.
Well, it's what we were talking about.
And so then they had to tweak it because of that. And so they're encouraging you. They're showing you that, like, Apple, you're not supposed to take a bite of it. You just like, oh, well, you only could take a bite of it where we can watch you. So it's
well, that GPS tracking of how payments are transmitted digitally. And if you have them under one server, you can, in fact, who it is, timing. There's there's video tracking for any bets made during that time and what goes on.
Yeah.
So, and a big part of the adjustment after the fact for NFL, Major League Baseball, NBA, hockey, now UFC, because UFC went through their transition where they were telling fighters, listen, you cannot bet on other fights, and suspended four agents, four managers for being able to bet. Because if your fighter's hurt during training camp and you know he's hurt, the fighter's going to fight anyway because that's how they make their living. Well, if you're not reporting and it's not transparent, then you find out that, wait a minute, the manager's betting against his own fighter. And that's a problem. They suspended a Nebraska fighter for that very reason. He hasn't fought in 3 years because his manager, he was hurt. He fought in a fight. Manager bet against him.
I said they made a movie about that. There's a movie about that.
Oh, there's a whole bunch of stuff coming. As they tell the story. Yeah, you can find the story. I mean, you know, there's a handful of Nebraska fighters, so it won't be really difficult to find out who it was. But the U.S., each place has to teach its members that they're smarter than them, than the individual. That the NFL Shield and its collective is smarter than the players. Because the players will figure out, well, I can have somebody else bet for me. Well, they figured out how to track that. Then it became, well, as long as I'm winning. Well, but nobody's always winning. So that's a problem. Then it's who around you is being affected by your bets. Are you affecting your team's value? The easiest way for an owner to give you access is for the owner to realize that one of his players or two of his players in their bad betting are affecting the value of his football team. Oh, listen, I'm going to tell you everything. I'm going to give you full access. And they still haven't realized there are cameras at all of those facilities. You're only allowed to bet in those spaces where there are cameras and digital tracking for payments being done. There are certain states that you can't do that in. I mean, listen, Nebraska has set it up. You can't bet digitally now. Like, you can't – there's stuff that you can't do for that very reason. And imagine – in D.C., they went through it because they've got the sports book right there at the MGM, and they've got them in the stadiums. And it took them all of 2 days to have 17 crimes committed just from those facilities. And that changed everything because the players realized, you know what, it's bigger than us. We're not smarter than the system. it just makes sense to stay away from it.
Yeah, or if you're going to do it, you got to follow the rules. And, you know, sometimes, you know, even I think Sean Payton, when it all kind of blew up, because you got to think there was five NFL players suspended for gambling even before the guys that I was mentioning before. Every coach during, I think it was training camp or the end of training camp or before the season, when you're trying to get ready to obviously to win, the coaches and GMs have to try to get up there and explain some sort of policy that they don't even know about or don't feel very confident in the details. And so they're trying to lead these players in this whole world of gambling when it's really took obviously about face, especially with the NFL, where it wasn't ever an option. You got to think guys were getting suspended prior to this for gambling in a casino, you know, going to Vegas where it's legal. And if you do it in a casino prior to, and they find out, however they did, I don't know, whatever it is, you're suspended. So now you're trying to really change the whole mindset and your culture around it, considering that, you know, I think in Detroit, they have a casino like in their stadium. And so they had to come to terms with it and try to educate guys. But obviously with the Temple player, and obviously if there's one, they just don't pick a random Temple player, no matter, because a lot of times I think it seemed they like to go get the teams that are off the beaten path. Temple is not a very prominent basketball team. It is probably not going to be the only one. There are some players that are probably getting ready for games.
14 schools.
That have not been contacted yet, mm-hmm. that probably know they've done something they shouldn't have.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, in this, we're talking about all of these different examples of this happening. Like, tanking's happening everywhere,
right.
And people don't know about it. It's like, oh, he had a bad game. Like, oh, what if he had a bad game because he had some money on the line? Like, I've talked about this. I have a class at Nebraska Wesleyan where we really talked about for like 2 weeks straight was tanking.
It's the big concept that, again, I will tell people here from an FCC standpoint, just there are things that you shouldn't do. And I can go up and down the lineup, and there are folks who think they can bypass the system. That's just human nature. Mm-hmm. I get texts on a weekly basis about UFC. I'm credentialed. I have permission to go to all the fights for free. I'm around the athletes. I know what's going on. I have never made a bet on the UFC on purpose. I've never made a bet about WWE. I'd never make a bet about the NFL. In the NBA days, when I was in Charlotte, and Jay can verify it, that two of my best friends worked in the local folk dancing establishments. And the best information I got on how a team was going to play came from those people who worked there, because they would say, you know who was here until 4 o'clock last night? And here's who he was with. Oh, he's not going to play well. There's no chance he's going to play well today. You run from that. I cannot do it. You hope that the young people will learn 14 teams, 14 programs are currently a part of the investigation. As you said, you pull the yarn to get to the thread. Yeah,
it's going to be pretty deep, man.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to run.
The funny thing about it is it's only a problem when the players do it. But like you said, Ellie, the people with the billionaires do it as well. Here's a perfect example with my Houston Texans. Lovie Smith was the coach. Essentially, he became the coach because they hired a coach, fired him at the year. They couldn't get anybody to be the head coach. They said, oh, why don't you be the head coach? Lovie Smith is a great football mind and a head coach. Well, he's coaching every game to win. It was probably in the middle of the season. It was a foregone conclusion he was going to get fired. You might have went over this. They were playing at the Indianapolis Colts. No chance of making the playoffs. But you want to win. In the NFL, you want to make sure you win your last game, kind of give you good vibes going in the offseason. He's assuming, until told otherwise, you're the head coach. Just 4-year contract. This is his first year. They started to play well down in the end. Well, here's the scenario. If they win the game, they get the number 2 pick. If they lose the game, they get the number 1 pick. Lovie chose the coach to win. And it's actually by the byproduct of that was emergence of their wide receiver now, Nico Collins, because he went off. Okay? They won. The powers that be were mad. Mm-hmm. He was, I know for a fact, he was fired in the locker room. Now, luckily enough, Dave Tepper and the Carolina Panthers did the Houston Texans a favor and didn't draft C.J. Stroud, and they took the other quarterback, Bryce Young. C.J. Stroud fell to Houston, and they got Will Anderson as well. Or they got Will Anderson and C.J. Stroud. So we're end up working out well, but there's a lot of NFL teams that tank. That's the same thing. Because if you think about it, you are dictating or the outcome gambling.
Yeah.
So you could, if there's a big thing, I mean, heck, if you had a executive meeting and they came to the conclusion that we leave, that we're going to tank and we're going to encourage the head coach to lose, who do you
think? Where's the integrity in that too?
The integrity game is gone, but then one of them can go bet.
Yeah.
You know, or call, you know, and so that's what can happen. So anyways, it's going to be interesting to see when this story starts to come out. Now, obviously, this young man here is not playing. We don't know who the other ones are because they have only been talking about him. Even the feds have not had a statement yet. What that means is they're going to get all you at once. So we'll see what comes out. Does it come out later in the season? Maybe during Christmas time? Before March Madness? After March Madness? Either way, it's not a good look, but what's a good look? We're going to go to break, come back. Jay Foreman, DP Ellie, we'll be right back.
Americans are durable. We take pride in hard work and high quality. American Giant makes durable, quality clothing right here in the USA. Because what we wear reflects who we are. When you buy American Giant, you're not just wearing the best clothes money can buy. You're helping keep jobs and pride in your own backyard. Premium clothing built to last decades, like it should. Get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code RIGHTHERE24.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply.